Jekka News, you need to know now.
Pretoria 21, Johannesburg and Mombela 19.
Three crashes to alert you to. The first in Bedford View, there's a crash on the N3 north from Beeren Road, crash on the R21 north before the Rampton L Mapius Drive, and a crash on the R24 east at the Electron Interchange.
National Police Commissioner Fani Masemola says delays in getting major cases on court rolls are improving. This after long-standing challenges across the criminal justice system. Masemola was speaking about the progress of SAPS task teams investigating serious crimes, including state capture and violent syndicates.
There were quite a lot of problems across the JCPS, the justice, criminal justice system. So certain areas, there has been some easiness of some sort. I wouldn't know why, but as I said, the enrollment of cases at some point was a problem. And now the cases are being rolled, hence you see them doing quite tremendous work.
Now, Judges Matters says they hope recently appointed Deputy Chief Justice Dustin Mlambu will use his broad experience to lead the judiciary through a complex period of establishing an independent governance and administration system. He officially takes office today.
It must also manage the resources that need to go into the courts, including increasing the number of judges, making sure that the conditions in our courts and the infrastructure in the courts are taken care of, including the remuneration and other issues relating to the compensation of both judges and magistrates.
That's Judges Matter spokesperson Mbeki Zele Benjamin. Cooperative Governance Minister Vilenkosi Labisa has called on municipalities across the country to rally behind the newly launched Fire Brigade Board to tackle the disproportionate impact of fire disasters on most vulnerable. Labisa launched the reconstituted body today. He says South Africa is among countries grappling with compounding risks from climate change to complex emergencies. ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula says the party will discuss the implications of the US tariff increase. The party's National Executive Committee is meeting in Johannesburg this weekend to assess the state of the organization and to discuss a range of topical issues. Mbalula briefed the media in Ormonde today.
We will, among others, discuss the implications of the tariff increase in terms of the economic trajectory and the path forward, how it impacts on our economy, and what are the options. We will pronounce on that once we get the report, but also have a strategic intervention about what needs to be done.
AfriForum says the ruling by the Pretoria High Court on the City of Tshwane's new cleaning levy is a major victory for residents. The court has declared the mandatory monthly levy of 194 rand and 37 cents, which was set to be imposed on nearly 260,000 households and businesses, as unlawful and invalid, is AfriForum's Arno Root.
This judgment means 560 million rands will be taken out of Tshwane's greedy hands and returned to the pockets of Pretoria's residents.
And we end on the business front. And Stats SA says business liquidations rose by 7% in June this year compared to the same period last year. Company closures also increased by at least 8 cases. Here's Stats SA's Onika Mushwana.
The 130 liquidations recorded in June 2025 included 13 compulsory liquidations and 117 voluntary liquidations.
I'm Chanel September. That's a wrap of your big stories at lunchtime. More news at 2 or visit jackarandfm.com.
Thank you, Chanel. Hey, and listen, if you are still solvent, you're winning.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J on Jackaranda.